The Bible says in verse 10, a man that is an heretic after the first and second admonition reject, knowing that he that is such is subverted and sinneth, being condemned of himself. Why does the Bible tell us in this context to reject the heretic after the first and second admonition? Because he's teaching us in this passage to spend our time on things that are good and profitable unto men, and not to waste our time on things that don't matter and things that are unprofitable and vain. And the Bible's teaching us that it is unprofitable and vain to argue with people who are mixed up in false doctrine. Yeah, right. Now, we should correct that person once and then correct that person twice. But if that person doesn't want to receive correction, if that person doesn't want to hear the truth, it's time to move on. And people constantly ask me, you know, what do I do? I told this person this and this, this, and they won't listen to anything I say. What do I do? And the answer is move on. Yep. Yeah. A man that is an heretic after the first and second admonition, reject. Why? Because we have better things to do with our time that are good and profitable unto men than to waste them arguing with people who don't want to hear the truth. You know, this whole thing of arguing, debating, it really is a waste of everybody involved's time. And honestly, that's why we should just tell people once, tell people twice, and if they don't want to hear it, just say, okay, well, you're entitled to your opinion, and just move on. You know, you can take the horse to the water, but you can't make him drink, right? And if people won't believe the truth after seeing two crystal clear scriptures, they probably won't change when you show them 100 crystal clear scriptures. You know, they obviously are subverted, the Bible says, and they're condemned of themselves.